Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Lori Beth.
Hi.
You are live on air. Sorry, we were a second delayed there, but you are live. We are waiting for Reverend Pam Chalice to dial into the call. So how are things in Texas today?
Texas is beautiful, 72 degrees, no breeze, gorgeous all day.
Wow. Well, San Diego has set some records over the weekend, I'm sure you've heard.
That's what I heard, 101 degrees. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's been... I've been feeling quite at home, thinking I've been in Phoenix all week.
Yeah, that's the delayed Labor Day heat wave that we get for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, totally. So I just spoke with Reverend Pam, and she said she was going to dial in straight away, but she has not as of yet. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about her while she's getting ready to dial in, but I know that she was part of a coaching group that you had, I believe in August. You brought some pastoral renewal leaders into a group process and shared with them, and I think that's how the connection with Reverend Pam happened.
Yeah, that was we had an amazing series of calls where the pastors had taken their PEP profile, and then we had a call where we talked about their individual scores and how that related to them personally, and then how that translated to the work they were doing with teams in the church settings that they're in. And people had some amazing breakthroughs and great stories, and I'm always inspired by people who are working in the trenches, in the field, bringing the gospel in new and exciting ways to people and making a difference. You know, there's a lot of publicity about the churches being in decline, certainly the mainline churches. The numbers seem to be in decline, and yet the Holy Spirit is always moving. And so it's sometimes the form, you know, we can't get too attached to the form of things. We have to perk up our eyes and ears and listen for where the Holy Spirit is leading us. And I think Pam has been instrumental in doing that and working with the PATH in
the
right group.
And I think that's a great a great point. I think I have Pam on the other line, and I'm not sure if I
keep dialing in and I get an answering machine.
Okay. we're going to try this. I'm going to hope that this works, Lori Beth, this morning. But welcome, Reverend Pam. Take it away, Lori.
Hello, Reverend Pam. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Were your ears burning? Were your ears burning while you were churning, trying to get through?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's just dive right in. And Shelley, I'm getting a little bit of feedback, but I don't know if that's what that's about, but we will make the most of it. And Pam, how did the Holy Spirit lead you to where you are today?
I found that the Holy Spirit has led me usually through those moments of what I call 2x4 experiences, where God smacked me upside the head before I listen or heed. And so that's really been the biggest way that God has done work and the Holy Spirit has moved through me, but also through people in conversations, having conversations with people, and in those moments where you realize that the Spirit is truly moving, and those moments are holy moments for me.
Wonderful. Now, you talk a lot about the PATH experience. Can you explain to people what that is?
I'm sorry, I
One of the questions in the pre-call was how, what are some of your greatest joys in the path experience that you're on?
Ah, wonderful. The path has really opened up for me the understanding of who I am and how it is that God has put me together and how the Holy Spirit uses my whole composition, which is a lot like yours because it's a wind-fire composition.
Oh.
So that path has really, it's just made me realize that I am who I am and that God has blessed me with the gifts that God has given me, and I need to stop worrying about not being an earth, water, and worry and celebrate about being the wind-fire that I am.
I love that. I so much wanted to be a water, you know, and I just am not. So what were some of the other discoveries that, you know, when you recognized how you'd been wired, what else did that lead to in your life?
It has actually made me realize that the days that I feel most most like what God wants me to be and how God wants me to be has to do in those days when I am working in those strengths, in the wind, fire strength. And that when I do that, I always feel I can just see the movement of the Spirit in my life, and hopefully the interaction with other people feels genuine. And so that has made a huge difference in how I minister with the two congregations that I serve.
You serve two congregations?
Yeah, isn't that fun? I am the pastor developer of Living Faith Lutheran Church in the Santa Clarita Valley, Santa Clarita, California, and then I've just recently taken on being the interim pastor for Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Granada Hills, which is in the Simi Valley. So,
wow.
Yeah, San Fernando Valley. Anyway, I have two congregations. I serve one 20 hours a week and the other 30. Which is so much fun. Like me, I need to say.
So you're never bored.
Never bored.
The congregations that you're dealing with, if you had to kind of give us a hint on what elemental makeup they have as a congregation, what are you finding?
I would say that Living Faith is far more of a wind fire like me. It is new. We've been around for about 2.5 years, and I've been their pastor for 1.5 years. So they are, as a matter of fact, their operating phrase when I first got there, and still is we'll figure it out. So they are not, we're just so young, we have no grounding in many places because we don't even have our own space. We borrow rent space, and so it's really very, very fluid and easy to move, and they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. Bethlehem is a grounded congregation. I would say it's much more an earth, water congregation. Been around for about 50 years, have a beautiful space, an established preschool, wonderful people as well, who really love God, but have this deep sense of grounding in who they are. So I get challenged in all four elements in both congregations.
Now, have you talked to about the elements to these congregations or to people in them?
I've just been Bethlehem's pastor since the 1st of September, and I did bring it up to the steering committee of Living Faith last month, but we have a lot of other things to deal with at the moment. I think once things settle down a little bit, we'll probably get to it and start working on the elements actually at Living Faith first, I think. I have their trust more because I've been with them longer.
Right.
And we'll work that the process, because I think it will really help us as a congregation embrace who we are and just move forward. With Bethlehem, it's going to take a little longer, I think.
Sure.
They've been a pastor for quite a while, and so we're in that wonderful holy dance of new ministry, and it's really fun and exciting there, too. But I will get to it, I'm sure, because I think there's so much to learn about who you are as a congregation and how you're put together. And to be able to celebrate that, to me, is just the most important thing of all.
Wow. Now, what are some of the frustrations that can come on the path?
When I have to spend a lot of my day in the water earth element, that makes it very frustrating for me. And I know I have to do that stuff. I mean, for me, still the most agonizing part of being a pastor is administration.
Right.
You know, and I know that there are people out there who just love that. That for me is agony. So if I have to spend a day doing a lot of administrative work, I'm very frustrated by the end of the day.
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that. I have to go down to the city today and try to pull a permit because the contractor didn't do it right, and it's like, oh, I'd rather go to the dentist. Yep. Earth, do you have the plans? Do you have the measurements? Do you have, well, come on, you know I'm going to do it right because I'm here, right?
Yeah.
So what do you dream about for the church? You've obviously dedicated your life to this calling. Tell us about that.
My biggest dream is that the church of God would embrace who they are, where they've been planted, and celebrate that in such a way that it becomes such a compelling force in the community that people can't help but be attracted.
Right.
And God has lots of different personalities because of who they are as a congregation, who composes the place, and also its history. But isn't that the thing that makes the Church of God so exciting, is that we don't have to be the same? But I think we spend so much time dreaming about what we're not and hoping for what we won't ever, that we don't celebrate who we are and what we are. And for me, that's my biggest hope, is that I just so want to see the Church of God, the Church of the Holy One, really embrace who they are and celebrate it and make that the compelling force to bring people to Jesus.
I love that. I love your energy and your passion. You know, I've met with leaders of denominations, and so many of them are lamenting the decline and saying, oh, you know, we're losing these many people. And I say, yeah, but you have 8 million. You know, Jesus had 12, and only 11 of those were faithful. I mean, come on, people, let's look at what you have. And I hear that same energy in you, and maybe it's us. You know, the wind fires is like that almost prophetic encouragement of moving forward and seeing things in the best light possible.
I think that is one of the gifts we have as wind fires, is that it's moving that energy forward.
Right, right.
People would listen to us.
Yeah, they would only listen. So what would you say to clergy who might be discouraged?
First and foremost, pick up Beth's book and read it, and then, or one of them, all of them, read it, and then just turn around and realize who you are, how you've been put together, the congregation you serve, how it's put together, and find a place where you can celebrate.
I love that. So what kind of space are you renting right now in the smaller one, or the newer one, rather?
I'm sorry?
What kind of space did you find to rent for the newer congregation?
Episcopal Church. So it is a glorious space. I mean, Episcopal churches are known for their beauty, and this one is beautiful and simple. It's built in a more modern, but the stained glass is still just incredible. And so that's really a beautiful space for us to worship in. And we're very grateful to be in partnership with St.
Wow.
Stephen's.
So do you have a Sunday morning? Does that conflict with what they have, or you have it at a different time?
We, Living Faith worships at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoons.
See, now that's a creative use of space, don't you think?
In the morning at 9 and 11 in Granada.
Yeah, so many churches are empty, you know, after the service leaves, and those beautiful facilities could be used. And it sounds like you all are being very creative in your space. So we have a few, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Tell us what you're really passionate about and what you see for the future of the church.
My hope is that, well, first of all, I know that this God's church and God will take care of it. But my hope is that we, as God's people here, will just celebrate and embrace who we are, look forward and stop lamenting what has been, and look at the future.
The lamentations. So how can they do that? What do you see as the steps? So you're certainly doing that in your communities, getting people excited individually about who they are and the gifts they bring, right?
It's an uphill battle. It is in my own self to fully embrace who I am and to let go of what I'm not. And I think it's a constant battle, and it's just a reminder, daily, weekly, whatever, that we are who we are, we're created how we're created, and we need to look to the God who created us and say, okay, thanks, and let's go on. And let's go on.
Right. Well, if people want to hear more of your enthusiasm, where can they reach you via email?
I am at pjsballis, pjsballis@gmail.com.
Okay, say it one more time for our listeners in case they missed it.
Paul Joseph Sam, Chalice, challis@gmail.com.
Wow, Chalice is your last name, and you're a vessel of hope. And I can just hear the bubbling joy in you, and I celebrate that and hope the very, very best for you. Thank you so much for being on the show and for being an enthusiastic champion of the path and the Path Elements profile, and blessings to you, Pam.
Thank you, Lorda. God bless
All
you,
right.
too.
Thanks for persevering and getting through to us this morning.
<Somebody
next. laughs> All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.